Get a load of these wrestling nerds. Together, they've completely wasted a huge portion of their lives watching, enjoying, analyzing, loving, and hating pro wrestling. They're a couple of pro wrestling losers.
Hey!
Wait. Lifers. Pro wrestling lifers. That's what they are. Here's JR and Moose with the Pro Wrestling Lifers Podcast.
Sounds a little different.
Dude, that's kind of cool.
Something's different. What's happening?
I like that, man.
So we talked about it last week. It's happened. We are now the Pro Wrestling Lifers Podcast. It's the same thing as working title, but we actually have a name.
Yeah, as Jim Ross would say, go away, learn a new hold. And that's exactly what we've done.
Hold number 5.
Yeah.
Armbar.
Dude, that was freaking sweet.
Yeah, we sound like a real professional podcast now.
Kind of.
Is there such a thing as a professional podcast? When you look at the great podcasters like Rogan and Carolla and these guys.
They say if you get paid to do what you do, you're a professional.
So we kind of quasi get paid for this, don't we?
Well,
in a way.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, it's part of our... part of our job description, I think, maybe?
Kind of.
I don't know.
See, I just found some sort of loophole within my contract here at the station. That's like, hey, we need, you know, different types of content. I was like, you're going to let me talk about wrestling? All righty, I'm in.
Yep, we'll do it. Okay,
yeah,
no problem. Well, we've got this up. It's all across the country now, basically. So it's a brand new sounding podcast.
Yeah, break that down for me. How does that all go?
New different sounds and new different feels, but it's still the same two idiots.
Yep.
Arguing back and forth about, and I think he was talking about you there, the wrestling nerds.
If you're new here, you'll learn that Moose is a big hater of WWE.
I'm not a big hater of WWE.
No, you are.
I'm a big hater of bad things.
Dude.
I don't like it when it's bad.
You were telling me that the Raw reunion was just bad.
And I think what's happened is
I loved it.
The Raw reunion had 3 good points total. 3 good points on the Raw reunion.
Were those points stone cold, stone cold, stone cold?
No, but he was definitely one of those points.
Dude, how good did he look though? Guy was ripped.
The rest of the show was dog something.
Come on,
it was
dude.
Pretty bad. It was bad. Al, JR is a little younger than me, if you're just tuning in, and he is all excitable about everything pro wrestling.
Yeah, I like to look at the glass half full, and Moose would just rather break the glass, is pretty much is what he's telling us here.
Or drink what's left, because I'm a thirsty boy.
Jeez.
Before we get into the Raw reunion that was amazing and not and some other things we got to talk about SmackDown. We got what, 6 SmackDown SummerSlam matches out of SmackDown last night? 5 or 6?
Yeah, man, they're coming out hot.
Yeah, I mean out of nowhere too. So did you get the RKO reference?
Because I'm pretty stoked about Orton being involved here.
It could be. Could be pretty awesome. All right, let's jump into that news.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Wait, do we have a new thing for this?
It's a brand new theme, so we don't have to sing along to it anymore.
We're getting so many
complaints about us singing, but they wanted to hear the guy with the nose flutes.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good.
So here we go.
I don't know how we could keep him on payroll. My first piece of In the News, Moose, is pro wrestling returns to TNT for the first time in 18 years. It's official now, All Elite Wrestling will debut in the fall. It says that the network will begin airing weekly matches from a new professional wrestling league, All Elite Wrestling, on October 2nd. It was announced the other day by the Television Critics Association Summer Press Tour. Say that 10 times fast.
Right.
That the upstart AEW will make its TNT debut just 2 days before WWE SmackDown Live, which had been a staple on a rival network, USA, which of course is moving to Fox in the fall.
Yeah, the WWE Fox stuff has been talked about a lot online. And of course, you know, JR and I look at online talk as a 50-50 shot. I think we both agree at that. Maybe it might be a little bit more like 30-70 that it comes true and it doesn't. But the stuff that you're seeing now online about WWE on Fox is really going to happen. And I'm pretty stoked about it because, you know, if they're going to this major primetime network.
Yep.
They're going to pull out the big guns. We had predicted Brock Lesnar wouldn't cash in until
right.
October 4th when they hit, Fox. That was not true. Of course, they did a good job of what they did with it.
Totally.
I think everybody's happy because if you even watched like Baron Corbin, and unless Baron Corbin won the championship, or if Lacey Evans won, which you would have been thrilled about.
Totally.
Becky and Seth winning was kind of inevitable, and everybody kind of knew it was going to happen. So to have Brock come in and just, you know, change the whole dynamic of everything, a paradigm shift.
Dude,
so
Brock, that's my dude.
Speaking of paradigm shifts, did you see the intro promo that they put together online for AEW's debut?
I saw just a straight up like text with like fire, like the old school Nitro one. No.
Cody introduces a pet and his dog. What's his dog's name?
Nightmare.
Nightmare.
I think so.
I think so.
Or Pharaoh.
Pharaoh? I don't know. I don't keep up with pups. But he's petting his dog and he's like, it's kind of like every trailer you see now, there's somebody introducing the trailer.
Yeah, what's going on
so
here?
So he was kind of doing that, which
it's like
is
like a trailer to a trailer,
which is kind of a trend, you know. So they're kind of on trend on this stuff. And then when it comes to the entire hype package of seeing all the stars and what they've done and everything, dude, they do such a good job hyping things up.
Yeah.
For AEW as well as WWE. I mean, I was watching a intro package for Extreme Rules when it came on, you know, that first intro package.
Oh, yeah.
Here comes Extreme Rules, here's the story, and it was the Roman Reigns Undertaker thing, and my wife is not a pro wrestling fan, and she was like, oh, I gotta watch this match.
Yeah,
now
I gotta see what's gonna happen.
I'm so
now
hyped about this,
right?
Match, because they do both of them do an awesome job of hyping up their product.
Now the big question is the first weekly television show for All Elite Wrestling, is it going to live up to the hype?
I don't know. I mean, I think that we've had mixed emotions on the first several pay-per-views. There are three now, All In. One of the matches that's already been put out, is that coming up in your news or no?
No.
I don't want to ruin your news, but one of the ones, the Jimmy Havoc, what was it, Arby? What's the guy's name?
Arby's.
Not Arby's.
Not a sponsor, unless they want to be.
Darby or Arby or something like that. He wrestled Cody last time. Who's the guy that had the Jimmy Havoc stapled a cigarette on his forehead?
Oh yeah.
Who's that guy?
I don't know, man. I tried not to remember any of that.
I know, because you hate AEW.
No, I kind of do. And what I'm wondering is, what is it going to look like? What is it going to feel like? What's the sound? What's the stage going to look like? The ring? I would like to see. Kind of. Do you remember when Eric Bischoff moved WCW to Orlando? No, not Orlando Studios. He moved it to Disney World at the MGM.
Yeah.
And the ring would kind of like spin around. It was on a stage set. I thought that was super cool, man.
Yeah. And I think I mentioned the pay-per-view wrong. Let's see here. All In. They don't have the All. Is it All In 2?
Or is it called All Out?
Is it All Out?
I don't know, dude.
I'm trying to find the match lineup here.
Just don't go full out. That's all I'm going to say. Can I move on here?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I'm interrupting your news like crazy here. Oh, well, here it is. Here it is. Hang on.
What do you got?
We're still talking to AEW. It is Darby Allin.
Okay.
This guy is nuts, by the way. Okay. Joey Janela, who's probably one of my favorites of
AEW.
He's
an idiot.
But he's totally like the Macho Man, but let me finish the sentence.
I'm about to walk out of the room.
He is Macho Man in style, but without no substance whatsoever. He is totally the 80s hair band, you know, Bret Michaels wannabe.
You know what he is?
But he's a Macho Man style.
He's the groupie of Bret Michaels. That's what he is. He carries around his guitars.
I still wake up in the middle
of
the night.
He's a
roadie. I still wake up in the middle of the night with Joey Janela having Jimmy Havoc stapled the cigarette to his forehead, and just the look on his face because he was, you know, I mean, it was so funny.
My next piece of news, we're going to actually stay over on the All Elite Wrestling side of things.
Yes.
Now, CM Punk says he received an offer from All Elite Wrestling via text message. Via text. What do you think about that?
I'm so done with this.
Right?
Watching.
I don't even care to see him at this point.
Watching SmackDown Live and they're still chanting CM Punk. I don't care.
No.
I don't care.
Exactly.
It's over. It's it's kind of like having Undertaker show up for Goldberg. You got that little spark just before it happened, and we were both like, You know, this could be kind of cool.
And then the bell rang.
So done with CM Punk.
Yeah.
As a fan of wrestling, I'm over it.
So when Punk was asked if he had a relationship with AEW, he firmly stated no. And here's a little quote from him right here. He says, "I know they like to talk about me a lot. If I text Matt Jackson and say, hey, have a great show tonight, which I did when they had their big show in Vegas, that somehow turns into Tony Khan telling people that he has a great relationship with me. I've said it in the past, and I've talked to them, but nothing ever came out of it. Nothing at all."
I don't know. Honestly, this is a part of AEW I don't care about.
Yeah.
You know, via text message? Okay, that's professional. I mean,
I don't get it.
I guess they know each other and stuff like that, and that's why they have their phone numbers. But I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, if they get him to come to a show, All Out is in Chicago.
He's already confirmed for StarCast.
Right, and that's in Chicago the same weekend,
yeah,
correct?
Yep.
So what's the big deal? I mean, if he comes out, even if he wrestles for four matches, then you're done. Now what?
Yeah.
You don't have anything. You've got to build these stars. You can't just rely on CM Punk.
Exactly.
Saving the day. And I mean, they've got some guys. I'm looking at the All Out card. I mean, Adam Page versus Chris Jericho, fantastic match.
That should be good.
John Moxley versus Kenny Omega, should be amazing match.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it should be. Cody versus Shawn Spears with Tully Blanchard, so cool.
Hopefully it'll be good.
Everything else? But right. No, I'm kidding. Other than that, I mean, they need to still create these stars. Like this Darby Allin guy, I can't think of his name.
Yeah.
Come on. Get it out there. Make him a star.
Well, let's escape the world of All Elite Wrestling.
Are
for
we
a
still
minute.
Doing the news?
Yeah, man. I got some great stuff here.
Okay, sorry.
And let's jump over to the WWE side of things. And this might surprise you because it definitely caught me off guard.
What?
The Golden Goddess. I know we both follow her on Instagram, Mandy Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Is already preparing for a life away from WWE.
Does she have any impregnation vacation?
I don't believe so, but a quote from her recently was, "Being a WWE superstar, you have, I don't want to say it's a short shelf life, but it's more like sometimes you've got to look ahead to the future and you've got to plan ahead." She said that on The Wrap. This isn't going to last forever. And also, it's worth noting that her Fit with Mandy fitness app is available on iOS.
Well, there's a lot of things that these women, as well as men wrestlers, can get into. The first thing jumps to my mind is movies. First thing they'll jump right into, I mean...
TV.
Yeah, who hasn't seen The Marine Six with, Mike Mizarian? You know, I mean, that's probably a cinematic classic.
Yeah.
So, actually, I've never seen it. I don't know, is it six or seven they're up to? I think it's six.
Yeah.
But movies, fitness things. I mean, look at, we saw in Raw Reunion, what was her name that does the fitness now? Tori?
Yeah, Tori Wilson.
She looked younger than she did when was in WWE.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a multi-millionaire because of her fitness.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's always a life outside of it. And is she right that there's a short shelf life on?
Yeah.
Especially the women, I think.
Totally.
I think, you know, when it comes to body makeup, when it comes to biology and science, men's bodies can take a little more than women's were meant to take. And I know I'll probably get people upset with me when I say that, but
yeah,
I think
there's already
natural,
emails coming in.
It's a natural science, I think, you know, but it doesn't take anything away from the women because while they're there, they become huge superstars. Look at Charlotte Flair, biggest superstar
Woo!
Ever. Biggest women's superstar ever.
And the greatest. There'll never be anybody ever better than Charlotte Flair.
They will name a battle royal and no one will have a problem with it after her years to come.
Yeah. Also, I want to bring up, as of right now, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, they don't have a match at SummerSlam, do they?
No.
So.
They'll probably throw them all in a battle royal or something.
Could be. Let's see here. Now, my final piece of in the news, and
it?
I saved this one for last because I'm the most stoked about it.
Okay.
And you've probably seen a lot about this too. A new design for the WWE Network will be released later this week, according to a promotional video on WWE's website that dropped, I think it was yesterday. The video promised a sleeker design, simpler navigation, smarter search tools, which is good because it can be a nightmare.
Yeah, searching on the network sucks.
Signature superstar pages, which is kind of cool. plus streaming features that you wanted. So this is essentially they're rolling out their price tiered version of the network that's been rumored for quite some time. And I want to know that the company's next WWE Network special will actually be here in Nashville at Bridgestone this Saturday in an event called Smackville. It'll be a one-hour special. It'll feature the Intercontinental Championship match. It'll feature SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley. It'll feature Kofi Kingston versus Samoa Joe and Dolph Ziggler. So I think we're going to get a pretty good show here on Saturday, and I'm going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show, and I don't know if you're listening to this podcast in another market besides Nashville, Tennessee. Let us know if they advertise that on your networks, because I think that was nationally advertised.
Yeah, I think they have, because
this is what's going on the network.
Yeah, because during SmackDown on Tuesday, I was texting back and forth with my pal Joe back home in Maine.
Right.
And he goes, hey, I didn't know they were doing a network special. I just thought it was another live event. And I go, oh, they are? I had no idea.
I don't know. Hopefully it's something new, because if you're from the Nashville area and you're listening to this, you'll notice that lately WWE has been doing nothing but house shows here. And they used to do the Road to WrestleMania here.
Yeah.
I believe it was on Raw. And they always do a SmackDown. They haven't done those in like 2 years.
Well, it's a big building.
It's a big building, but don't you think Raw could sell that out? I mean, even if it is or isn't a reunion, if you've got good storylines, lately, no, because it's been chaos. But now, which that term has been stolen all over the internet by all these nerds that podcast and
they're
stuff.
They're listening to you.
They're saying chaos.
They're it's listening chaos. To Moose.
I'm telling you.
Moose.
It's
Moose,
getting Moose. It's getting better, though. The WWE is starting to, I'm starting to see some light.
Oh, okay.
I'm starting to see some light.
So the cup's starting to fill up a little bit.
No.
I'm really looking forward to Saturday. I think this is going to be a really cool show, not just because I'll be in the company suite, which is dope, but just because this is also going to be on the network, and I'll be able to go back and watch it and kind of, you know, that's going to be sweet.
That is going
to
be cool.
And you're actually going to be able to see what happens, even though you're not there.
I'm not going to be there. I planned a trip to Michigan, which is still on at this very moment. So I'm going to be in the Michigan area for approximately 26 hours.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm excited about this whole tier thing, and I'm ready to, you know, like WWE Network will never go away from me because it's one of the only things that's constantly there for me in my life.
It's your right? It's your teddy bear.
Exactly.
It's your security blanket.
It's my boyfriend pillow.
Ew.
So to speak.
Okay.
Those are real popular now. But
okay.
I'm excited about the tiers because think of all the extra content that we're going to be able to get, like the Evolves or any other
right.
promotion that signs on and just extra stuff. And I think that's the only thing the network has really been lacking, is because honestly, it's nearly perfect.
I don't know about perfect.
It's nearly perfect.
I could tell you the setup of way the network is.
The search feature is tough.
The search feature absolutely sucks.
It's tough, but
when you load it up, it looks like something from the 90s.
No, it does not.
It totally looks like something from the 90s.
It does not. And what's wrong with the 90s?
Get it updated, make it a little more smoother. I mean, yeah, they haven't had an update in how long since
you went
they started
through your 30s
it?
In the 90s.
It doesn't matter. Shut up.
What's wrong with the 90s?
I'm not that old. Wait a minute. No, I was still in my 20s. But I mean, it looks very dated. If you go to like a Netflix, which
you say dated, I say clean and concise.
No, you're wrong. It is totally dated. If you look at Netflix, how many times have they updated?
And Netflix is annoying as hell.
But they've updated it, and it's always updated. So it's smoother.
You know what the problem
faster,
is with I'll take the layout of the network over Netflix any day, because you scroll through any image of any TV show or movie you want to watch, the trailer immediately starts playing.
It's I love
the
that.
Most annoying thing ever.
I absolutely love that.
I hate that.
Because I can tell, like, nope.
I
yep,
hate it.
Nope.
Yeah, I hate it.
No, I'm watching Gotham right now on Netflix. It's pretty awesome.
Michael Chiklis is in that.
Maybe
from the Shield.
I think so. Maybe
I love him.
Is that it?
And that right there is gonna wrap up in the news.
In the news. You know what? I forgot to do. I forgot to put together an outro for in the news.
Well, we'll have to do that on the fly.
Let's just sing it out. In the news.
We'll just leave it at that.
Never mind.
Yeah, man.
All right, so
yeah, but dude, the network is going to be sick.
It's going to be sick, and I think what the coolest thing about it is, what was it, Starcade that they did the live thing with, but they edited a whole lot of it out.
What I wanted to ask you, I think that's what they're going to do here with Smackville. Like, only certain portions of the live event are going to be on there.
Yeah,
why not put the whole thing out there? I mean, if you don't have to broadcast it live, just tape it and show it the next day or two. And I think that should be happening with every single event they do.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch them. Even if I can't be there, I want to see what's going on.
I know we complain too about having too much wrestling to watch, but it's the option of having it.
Yeah, and it's something that we can't see because we don't live in Ohio.
Right.
You know, wherever the event might be. You know what I'm saying?
I totally get what you're saying, because over this past week, I've kind of shooting in the dark here because I've had to watch bits and pieces of Raw and bits and pieces of SmackDown online because I've had to change cable services. And
yeah, why don't you tell us why you had to do that?
Well, I had, I'll just say this. I had AT&T. First, they dropped off all the NextStar stations across the country.
What's NextStar?
NextStar is a company that owns several TV stations across the country, which is our local ABC affiliate.
Right.
And my wife is a huge fan of The Bachelorette.
Gosh.
And I am too.
Oh my goodness.
It's a train. Dude, Bachelor in Paradise. We could do a podcast on it. It's incredible.
You'll be on that island alone, my friend.
Whatever. Okay. I still have my man card. Shut up. So here's the thing. That was one problem, but we had an appointment to get an updated internet because the internet is just terrible.
Right.
It's always popping on, popping off. So we had an appointment on Saturday. Guy never showed. Didn't even do
the
message.
You're like, I'm done with you.
I was like, done. So we called up another thing. Within 2 days, we had the box. I do have to go and check it out tomorrow with him because there is something a little fishy outside, apparently. But I've been told it's already going to be like a 10-minute fix. We're good to go.
Yeah.
The internet is screaming fast. And so...
What did you get?
I've got this thing called Spectrum.
Okay, yeah.
Which used to be Charter.
No, Spectrum, they used to be Time Warner Cable.
Well, they've upped their game.
Yeah, they bought Time Warner Cable back home where I'm from.
I'm worried that I'm not going to have Access, though. Access TV, that's one thing I freaking love is Access TV.
Well, they air New Japan.
They're airing...
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Isn't Impact going there
as
well? Yeah,
I believe so.
So I think you did some news on that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I've got to get the Access TV. So I don't know if that's in there yet or not because I didn't look through the channels. I didn't care at that point. I was so PO'd about... having to change and everything.
Did you just stand there in your house and be like, this is chaos?
A little bit. But the cool thing about this is I'm getting Apple TV for the downstairs.
Okay.
So I've got they're giving me Apple TV.
That's cool.
So I can have, because I wanted the DVR. And they're like, well, instead of DVRing it, just get it up on Apple TV.
Yep.
And you can watch everything, you know, as soon as it airs, while it's live or while it's afterwards.
Yep.
Because the on-demand service is incredible.
Yeah.
So I was like, sold.
Might as well.
An extra $3 a month. And
sign me up.
And I own the Apple TV. Cool.
Yeah, I've had an Apple TV for years. I haven't used it in a long time.
Well, this will be a new generation.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to take it and bring it in here so we can watch the pay-per-views.
Yeah, remember how annoying that was?
Because they updated it and now Apple, what was yours? Like Apple II or something?
I don't know. I've had mine for a long time. I was all about it when it first came out.
Right.
Yep.
But this one will be a lot more updated, and it's going to be sick, so I'm excited about this weekend. The thing I was ticked about WWE Network, though, is they don't have Raw and SmackDown on them.
Yeah, you have to wait a few weeks, I think, because they immediately go to Hulu first.
Really?
Yeah.
It's their network.
That's what I'm saying.
It's their network.
But again, I'm sure in some way Hulu pays something to have those next. And
yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah.
I don't know. They can't be perfect. But I think an upgrade for the WWE network is absolutely in need because that thing looks like...
So let's say, and we're still kind of, you know, talking here in the news, but I don't know. There's something about this that really fascinates me. So let's say... I was even reading that they're going to go as far as to have a free version of the network where you have to pay a small fee for live events, but you won't have access to the
pay-per-views,
library,
and, like,
and it'll be very limited stuff, like probably just what's playing live.
Right.
And then you'll have your regular $9.99, which is what we do now, and then there'll be like, let's say it jumps up to 20, but you also get... You get the Evolves, you get the other events, you get the live house shows, you get this, you get that. To you, is $20 worth it? What do you think?
I think that's a good idea to have tiers on everything, because I don't, right now when I turn on the network, I'm drinking from the fire hose of all this wrestling that I can watch. And if they put more on, it's just going to be harder and harder to keep up.
Just make it easier to find.
I like the things I like are the specialty shows, especially the
documentaries.
The documentaries that they do, because they do such a good job on them. I watched the Sting one recently, and that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of people watch those. But again, getting into other federations or Evolve and everything like that, me myself, I'm never going to have time for it. You might have time for it. I can never put my commitment down for that because it's just too much.
Yeah.
But that's where I can say I can take everything but this.
Well, here's the thing, is it can take place of certain things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But see, the way that they'll do the tiers will be all the popular stuff will be on the most expensive tier.
I think it'll be worth it, man. I think the way the network is now, what you get, and this isn't a freaking, sounds like it's a commercial for the WWE Network.
For $9 a month.
It's unbelievable.
You get, for a wrestling fan, it's pretty incredible.
And what I've been doing this week is, I can't even remember if it was Bischoff or JR. I was listening to one of their podcasts, and they went back and they were doing like WCW shows from 89 in the early 90s. I remember hearing one about RoboCop being there. So I'm like, this is so outrageous. I have to go back and watch these WCW pay-per-views from the 90s, the early 90s, mind you, that I had never seen because I was just a little kid.
It's the Yeti.
Well, that was way much later. But and dude, by the way, maybe we'll use this photo for our thumbnail. I came across a video of me. Oh, man, I had this long blonde hair, and I was sitting front row with my mom and my dad. My dad was wearing his Tearaway Hulk shirt.
Nice.
And it was at a WWF show. I think it was either at the Expo or the Civic Center back home. And the Bushwhackers came out. And I'm sitting there as a little kid doing the Bushwhacker dance, and I was on their WWF Superstar Challenge or whatever the show was at the time on early Saturday morning.
Saturday morning Superstar.
It was just, dude, I was like, that's me. That's so sick.
Yeah, that's awesome. The Bushwhackers now live through the brand new heavy machinery.
Yeah.
And
you love those guys.
I'm so glad because
I dig them too.
You need comedy relief. Of course, some of this comedy relief stuff like, let's get into the Raw review because let's jump.
Because there's
that.
A lot of comedy in there.
There is. Having Santino Marella back, phenomenal.
Didn't care.
I cared so much, but I wanted him to do the horn dance. I wanted him to do all that stuff where he's tooting the horn.
I cared more about seeing Caitlyn, but they didn't really. I don't know. They didn't really do anything about it. She was just kind of hanging out.
But that's the thing is they showed several different people, and I didn't even recognize Alundra Blaze. I was like, whoa, who is that? And they gave her a title. You know, hey, okay, let's just break this down. The Raw review, three good things. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Still the biggest pop. Even 16 years later, I haven't heard a reaction like that in a long time.
I think you'll have Rock fans that will disagree with you that The Rock gets the biggest pop.
Well, you know what? They can shut their mouths, jabronis.
Here's the thing. The Rock got the biggest pop ever.
No.
Listen to me. The Rock did get the biggest pop ever one time because nobody knew it was going to be The Rock. And I think it was when they announced him as when he came back as the guest announcer or the guest, a special guest host or something like that for
Mania,
or maybe it was the John Cena stuff where it was like he came off and it was like this big silence of the crowd because I remember the three biggest pops ever. It was
now we're gonna need to break this down on some show here soon.
No, The Rock doing that, then you had Jericho coming back, that was a huge pop. These are goosebump pops like when you hear them. And when we say pops, if you're not a wrestling fan or you're new to what we're talking about, pops are the crowd reaction. It's
you know what?
Cheers.
Let's freaking go with this because I'm ready to combat you on this. Go to YouTube right now. Go to the invasion angle from 01 when the old Stone Cold shows up and he pulls up in his truck. When that glass finally hits, listen and watch that reaction and tell me it's not the biggest pop in professional wrestling history.
The biggest, which one was it? Was it?
This was on Raw. This is when WCW and ECW were putting the knife in Vince McMahon's back and turning the blade, and Vince needed the old Stone Cold. And he finally showed up. Skirt pulled up in his truck with a pipe and started laying everybody out, and the anticipation built. And when that glass finally hit, every single person in that damn arena jumped out of their seat and freaked out.
Was it Royal Rumble or WrestleMania when they actually showed the glass breaking?
They've done that a couple of times. I believe they did it.
He got a bigger pop than what you talked about that time when it first did it.
Look it up right now. All right, I think we got audio here, right?
I think so.
Yeah, we got it. Ah, see, here come more guys from the Invasion. All right, now scroll ahead a bit. I want you to get towards the end. Okay, so look who shows up. The old Stone Cold is back, okay? Now scroll ahead a bit more and just wait for it. Because it's going to happen. So he's back here. He comes out. He whoops their ass.
Oh, that's Buff Bagwell.
Yeah.
What's he doing there with that?
And that's Meat.
Is that Meat?
Look. Here he is. Boom. Boom.
Is he got a cattle prod?
No, he's just got a club, dude. He's just a G. Boom. Get out of here, Hurricane Helms, you punk. How many times during the Raw reunion did he say, I'm going to drop you on that stack of dimes you call the neck, son? How great was that? You just wait for it, Moose. I swear to goodness, brother. Yeah, it's coming. You wait for it.
Man, they're pumped.
Listen to that crap.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Look at this crowd. It's pandemonium.
That's a pretty good pop.
Kick with Stunner! Stunner, he's down!
That's two.
Stunner, he's down! Oh, no!
Three.
Bubba's down! Get out of here, punk!
Four.
All right. He got him!
I told you. All right, cut that audio real quick so we don't get hit on this one. But, dude, what did I tell you? That right there is just, you can't, there's nothing that compares to that. Maybe a close second would be when John Cena quickly came back from an injury and he was, what, number 30 in the Rumble that year that it was in the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
People went nuts for that.
All right, let's
that right there, dude, I'm telling you, Stone Cold Steve Austin,
and I covered the Rock,
the best of all time.
Can we take a look at that footage, please?
No, this is not it.
That's no,
not
see, it. You don't know. I know. We'll have to actually prepare a podcast about this because, yeah, I want the listeners to get involved in this because there's certain... There's certain like reactions that you hold close to your heart, but you got to put that out of the window. You got to actually think. Stone Cold Steve Austin, biggest pops ever. When he came out in the beer truck... And he goes, I'm going to roll right in to Route 316, check into the SmackDown Hotel, and burn that son of a bitch to the ground.
Well, that's the thing is, I think that you're right with Stone Cold. That was a good one. I think there's been other ones.
A good one?
There's other been big ones. But the one I remember the most is Jericho coming back. That was huge. Huge. Probably one of, if not the biggest. Also, The Rock, when he made his first return after being gone for so long. And I believe it was for the Cena stuff. I believe it was Cena was talking in the ring, and I can't find it online. I've been searching like crazy.
Dude, I'm jacked up right now.
But he just came out, and when you heard the, if you smell, you know, it was like, I mean, the arena just went to crap. It was like,
but
the whole city knew.
Not like that. The roof was going to come off that place.
And it's those kind of events right there, when you get into it, that's what makes the WWE at its best. And that's what we live off of.
Absolutely.
Because we haven't had those kind of moments in a long, long time, except for the most recent moments that were even close to something like that. Kofi went in at WrestleMania.
Brian winning at WrestleMania.
I think the main event at this year's WrestleMania, that was awesome. There was a couple of big things here, but you just don't have that emotion involved.
You know what pop really stands out to me? Do you remember when Brock Lesnar first came back to the WWE and confronted Cena in the ring?
Yeah,
when that song first hit, that place went bananas.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive that night too. So I mean, we remember all these big time stuff.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, when you look at how the emotion was involved in that and how emotional you got watching the Steve Austin stuff, it was because you were a fan and you were fighting in your own body for this.
You were emotionally invested.
Right. And now you're not. And that's where they're trying to get back to. So I think that
there's certain things that I'm still invested in.
Oh, no, I think that we all are invested in certain things. But I think that when it comes to like this whole Shane McMahon thing, it's starting to accumulate to the point of where you're getting disgusted with it. And I think KO is going to reap the benefits.
But you're really getting behind Owens with this.
Yes, absolutely. And that's when they're doing things right.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where this whole Daniel Bryan thing, we're talking about the Raw reunion and we got way off track.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that in just a second. But
but this is awesome. Let's go.
And I got off track here with Daniel Bryan. Was he even on SmackDown last night?
I don't believe so.
Okay, he goes to make a big announcement and drops the mic and now nothing.
Who knows?
What is going on
with him? He'll make the announcement Saturday here in Nashville.
At, what is it called?
Smackville.
That's pretty cool.
There's going to be a special live performance from your boy Elias.
Obviously, and that should be on, hopefully, the network. If it's not,
sure it will.
I'm canceling the network.
What song would what's the most like prestigious song in Nashville music history?
Well, if he's going to pick on anybody, it's going to be, you know, a handful of people. He'll come out and say something about Johnny Cash,
right?
Or he'll come out and say something about Garth Brooks, or some big George Strait.
What if Dolly Parton shows up and cracks him in the skull with a guitar?
That would be awesome.
You want to talk about a big pop?
You've already
in Nashville.
Had,
that would
you've already had Jeff Jarrett do it.
Yeah,
you know,
it'll
and he
be
might.
Pandemonium!
He might show up now that they're putting it on TV. And back to your point on that, I hope they do a lot of those on TV.
Yeah.
Because every market deserves that kind of stuff to see live events. There's something different about watching wrestling live than there is watching it on TV. Because when you're in there, yeah, sure, you don't hear Michael Cole, la, 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 you know, rattling off, vintage, whatever, you know. But I think that there's a lot to it when you're there live because you really get caught up into the fun of it all.
Exactly.
When we got to see
that's the problem. Sometimes we forget wrestling is supposed to be fun.
Well, when we saw Elias, I was jacked up. When I saw Drew McIntyre live for the first time, we saw a lot of people.
When I saw Bayley.
Exactly. It's sad.
Who didn't have any merch there?
No. You were in a Rey Mysterio mask going, Bayley! Bayley!
I said, hey, we want some Bayley!
Whatever. All right, so we're talking about the Raw review. We got sidetracked off because... Well, the one good thing I said so far was Steve Austin.
Yeah, dude, I got so jacked.
His arms were jacked.
Bro.
He is humongous. He's
more match.
Done.
One more match.
Some of these guys have done themselves so much justice after they've left the ring. Shawn Michaels looks great. He looks great. I don't ever think Triple H, whenever he leaves the ring, will ever not look great.
Right.
But, man, when he threw his arms up with the middle fingers, all I can see was his freaking jacked up biceps.
Dude.
Everything was just huge.
And you know what I really liked about his speech, his promo there? He was standing up for every person to ever lace their boots or hold the microphone or hold the camera or carry cable within the WWE. He was standing up for every single person.
And I think that he, and not only him, but we have talked about it, and we just talked about
Let's
it just
go to war!
10 seconds ago, is emotion. You've got to get that emotion back. And, you know, if you want yourself, if you've got competition coming, they're 2 days ahead and getting on the air before your premiere on Fox, you've got to get people's emotions back into the game.
Yeah.
If they don't have any emotions about anything, well, then you've lost them.
This is a very strategic placement right there.
Well, and I think AEW. The Raw reunion was totally a ratings gimme.
Yeah.
But the things...
They should do that every year.
But they do that every year.
I'd love it.
Like the Raw... Like they did a Raw reunion.
Well, they
reunion,
do like anniversary
shows.
But this is the family reunion.
Yeah, it was pretty good. When it comes to certain things. Let's say the second good thing about the Raw reunion.
I already know what you're going to say.
Tell me.
You're going to say Maverick.
Well, the whole 24/7 belt thing.
Yeah.
I don't care if it changed hands how many times. It was like 8 or 9 times.
8 times.
One of the best things about it, Ted DiBiase
bought
buying
it.
The belt.
Every
Everybody's got a price.
That was absolutely one of the best parts of it.
You saw it coming. You're like, yes.
You have to think he's going to buy it.
Yeah.
You know, and Kelly got it. Alundra Blaze got it. There was another lady that got it. I can't remember her name, but there's
Candace Michelle.
Oh, and ask me. Remember Candace Michelle. That's all you have to do is remember that.
Yeah. Because
the third thing about Raw Reunion that was good was one thing that you know that I'm going to say.
Eric Bischoff.
No.
Come on. How cool was it to see Eazy-E?
I don't care.
Why don't you care about
him? He was standing in the back room doing nothing. It was just like when those four guys that came out, like when RVD came out.
Why do you hate Eric
Bischoff?
During
the Rey Mysterio match. It didn't mean anything. The thing that I liked probably the best out of all of it was Mick Foley putting over Bray Wyatt and The Fiend. That was cool. And he had him use the mandible claw.
Did you see his tweet?
Which I thought was cool. I didn't see the tweet.
Dude, I need to pull up that tweet for you.
Who's tweeting who?
Bray tweeted Foley.
Oh, yeah?
After that had all happened. And I remember WWE put it out on their Instagram to see. And I was like, yo, I got to show this to Moose. This is crazy.
I think that was the best thing about it. Everything else about the Raw reunion, I mean, them standing on the stage, the speeches at the end with Hogan, and then with Ric Flair coming out and stuff. It was kind of meh. It was just kind of whatever.
Yeah.
I was disappointed. What were your favorite moments?
Dude, to me, I literally the Stone Cold thing, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, that just got me so jacked up. And I'll defend him to the grave. Me and my buddy Michael fight about it all the time.
Right.
He's a jabroni. But what I really like seeing Hogan. I really like seeing Flair. And honestly, this the final segment of the 24/7 championship, when DiBiase gets into the limo and you hear a bunch of just banging going on in the background, and then you hear 1, 2, 3, Maverick comes out with the title, only to get rolled up by Truth, who then dives in the limo and takes off with his wife and his title.
Yeah,
and just his face, when they zoomed in on his face looking up at Carmella, that I could not stop laughing.
Well, and the whole wanted posters afterwards.
Oh, yeah, with the title all huge, and then also his wife.
My wife is also missing. I think they did a great job with that because they are helping with the young talent, and they're putting their big names with them.
Yeah.
And that's why I think when they did like the ring walk-ups, like when RVD, Kurt Angle, and those guys were walking up, it didn't mean a thing. It didn't mean anything.
I found the tweet. It says, "Dear Real at Real Mick Foley, I'm sorry, but more importantly, ... thank you."
See what I mean?
So we might have a new finisher for him.
I think you're onto something.
Let's go.
Yowie wowie.
That was cool, man.
So then we go to the Raw reunion. We have some good moments. We have a lot of bad moments, in my opinion. And then you go to SmackDown. A completely different show,
yep.
A completely better show.
Yeah.
I've only seen bits and pieces. I didn't see it as a whole. But to me, everything that happened on it, we got a lot of matches that have basically come to fruition.
Why did Ember Moon take out both Bayley and Charlotte? What's going on here?
I think Ember Moon wants to be in that gray area.
Yeah.
You can love her or you can hate her. I think there's a gray, you know, you always have your goods and your bads, your heels and your baby faces. But I think that gray area where Stone Cold lived for a long time before he got the big pops.
Right. The biggest of all time, mind you.
Not necessarily.
I'll fight anybody over that.
I'm telling you, it was The Rock. He was never expected to come back.
Nope.
And they were waiting for him to say, because I think it was Cena. I really think it was Cena. But the wrestling over on SmackDown compared to, because look, you had Strowman on Raw with a local competitor that meant nothing.
Yeah.
You had Samoa Joe lose again. Oh, I'm getting so sick of that.
Yeah.
And you had so many other things that happened that didn't really matter.
We had the coach.
You had the coach there. Who cares?
That was cool.
But let me guess, on Raw reunion, Alicia Fox?
Yeah.
She was there. Is she retired now, or is this?
I don't know,
because she was on the stage with all the folks that are reunions,
right?
You know, that are coming back that haven't been here.
I think everybody was standing around.
No,
come on,
no.
She was there with the girls.
No. She was on the stage because Hunter was there because of DX, basically. But that was the only other current person on the roster.
What about the Click taking on the OC, the original Club 4444 Life?
I didn't care about it.
I thought it was cool.
I didn't care. I did not care about
Seth Rollins got to be part of the clique for a night.
That was meant to be for Ricochet.
Yeah?
Ricochet got an elbow infection of some sort. So you got like a staff
infection.
That's what
he gets for doing all those silly flips.
So I didn't care about it. I'm sorry. It wasn't good.
You need to watch the DVD I have, the documentary on the clique. Super, super well done. Actually, you could pull it up on the network.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, just look for, I think it's under their Beyond the Ring.
Okay. Now, is there going to be
like... It's from 2016. It's really good.
Is there going to be like a down period for the network to where I have to wait for all these updates, or what's going to happen?
No, man. As far as I know, everything is supposed to start rolling out this week here.
Well, I wanted to look.
You know what's great about today's podcast? We're pulling this out by the seat of our pants.
I know,
man.
It's our first one.
We're doing this on the fly. This has already been way more exciting than ever.
Yeah, it's down. The network's down right now. So
okay, so
it says it's being updated as a result. The sign-up page is temporarily unavailable.
There's our answer.
Please
right there.
Come back tomorrow and sign up and get your first month.
Let me try to open it up on my app here while we're live right now. And
The Rock had the biggest pop ever.
Oh my God! I'm going to fight you right now.
Totally did.
So, real quick, I meant to tell you, I celebrated my birthday.
Yeah, congratulations!
Thank you.
Another year, you made it.
Yeah, and my buddy Michael actually got me the side plates for the Universal title.
Universal title.
Yeah, he got me the Brock ones, and
nice.
I meant to bring those in today. I was staring at them; they're on my entertainment center. And I totally spaced on it, but I'm going to totally bring the belt home tonight and do that.
I think that's sweet because I'll be winning it with SummerSlam.
No way, dude.
If you're just keeping track at home, yes, JR finally won the belt back out of how many pay-per-views? Like four in a row
you
lost.
I think it was four. Dude, you were killing me.
Killing it. The only I think it was the All Elite.
Yeah, that was the only one I got you on.
That you got me on, but for the entire year so far, it's been pretty much me.
You know what? But I think
I
my
even
luck
still
is,
have the Money in the Bank briefcase over
you
here.
You do. I want you to put that up on the line here in a match.
I am very patient compared to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, clearly.
The Moose Party is going to continue to rock.
Oh, here we go.
All year long. Hey, let's talk about SmackDown for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins. We already knew about that at SummerSlam. We got Becky Lynch and Natalya. We've already heard about that.
What I want to know is how is he going to beat Seth this time?
He's not.
Okay.
Seth will win this one.
No way.
And it's going to be an actual, you got to think about it. The match that they had at WrestleMania, though everything wasn't planned that way, it turned out perfect.
Yeah.
He you know, Brock threw him around, the bell finally rung, he took the advantage by the low blow. You know, three stomps and you're done.
I'm going to go as far as saying is Brock is one of my favorites of all time.
I think you're going to see an actual match like you've seen with Brock and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Brock and some of these other ones.
Brock and Kurt back in the day.
I
dude.
Think you've got to have Brock come down. I mean, they've done it to Braun Strowman. Yeah, he's a monster among men, but he's still on a real level. I mean, he lost to...
And he's still not a champion.
He lost to Sin Cara, I think. Wasn't it Sin Cara when he did the casket thing or he threw him in the box?
Yeah, I think so.
So, I mean, he's lost matches before. I think you got to do this with Brock and to make Seth that much bigger of a champion. To have him actually wrestle a match.
I get it. But I think there's more value
there.
In Seth chasing the title from Brock. And honestly, I think the fans are going to start getting behind Brock here soon. Like, it's going to be wacko world.
Well, if he can, here's the thing. If he can play the Brock Party thing up with the belt on his ear, he did it with a briefcase, anywhere near how Big E can play the tag team guitar.
Yeah.
He was playing last night.
Yeah.
You know, or the other night on SmackDown. Yeah. I mean, it's he's a shoo-in. He's a shoo-in to become a fan favorite.
Yep.
And the reason being is Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman's the one that you want to cheer. You know, Brock has to do something stupid and be a jerk about something, and then he'll be a heel again.
I like it.
I think you're going to see maybe, I don't know, maybe with this Seth Rollins, does he turn heel? And
Seth,
Brock?
How? You see, you know what I would love to see, Moose? And I don't know how we're doing on time right now, but what I would love to see, do you remember back in the day when Paul Heyman turned on Brock Lesnar and joined allegiances with the Big Show?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember he screwed over Brock? He lost his title.
Right.
How cool would that be to see Seth Rollins turn heel, join in with Heyman, That turns Brock Lesnar to a monster babyface who's super pissed off, and he wreaks havoc on everybody.
I think you might see that with... I think I'd love to see that. I mean, with this. But it takes more buildup than that. You can't just have one match. I mean, they announced this match, the night after Extreme Rules. So you got a whole month buildup to
it.
So until we have some more pay-per-views that are rapid fire, I don't think you're going to see that kind of play out. But I do think Seth is going to win the belt. And I do think it's going to be, kind of something's going to happen where he gets the win where he still doesn't legitimately get the win. You know, like a low blow or something happens.
By hook or by crook, as they say.
But no, here's the thing with last night's SmackDown. Kofi Kingston and Randy Orton. Dude, I like this.
Dude, that's going to be really good wrestling right there.
How many people give Randy Orton non-credit for being Randy Orton?
You know what? It seems to be like that. And I don't understand because this guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He is the ultimate heel.
Yeah.
There's no reason to put a baby face on him.
And he makes everything look so easy.
He's so great to watch, especially when it comes to the back and forth of the matches. That's all him. He's the one planning a lot of this stuff out. He's the one doing a lot of this work, and he's the one that knows what's going to work.
Right.
Like we were talking about last night, the dance, not last night, but the last week in the podcast, that dance between wrestlers. This is going to be a match to watch, I think. Plus, this whole Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon thing that happened last night. If Owen loses, he quits WWE. I don't see that happening.
No.
Is this going to be the end of Shane McMahon?
You know what? It could. It very well could. They kind of shied away from the whole Shane's cabinet stuff backstage with him hanging with the Revival and McIntyre. I thought that was cool stuff to see.
Right.
But if it's just McIntyre being the bodyguard for Shane, it's no different than when McIntyre was the bodyguard for Dolph Ziggler.
Well, they have to do something. You know, Shane McMahon is not going to come to a pay-per-view and not do something insane.
Yeah.
Most pay-per-views he does. This pay-per-view, I'm seeing that he's going to do something insane, and it's going to hurt him, and he's not going to come back.
Yeah.
And he'll be buried. Kevin Owens will win. I think this is an easy match to decide who's going to be the winner or loser, but it's going to be one of those gratifying matches. I hope The Miz gets involved. I hope everybody that Shane has done something to gets involved.
I hope Liv Morgan gets involved.
I hope everybody gets involved. And they just bury him. Plus...
Apollo Crew. It's because KO is kind of the voice of the people, a voice of the locker room.
But not Buddy Murphy.
No, Buddy Murphy speaks for himself.
Buddy Murphy doesn't need anybody.
Very slowly.
Last night we also got on SmackDown, Finn Balor accepting the Bray Wyatt match.
Dude.
How cool was that?
Yeah, I think...
It came off as... how did you like that, though? I mean, Finn Balor gets in the ring and talks like Finn Balor. And then Bray Wyatt comes on with the Firefly Funhouse.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I liked it because as much as you wanted to see him again in the ring,
right,
it makes you wait for it. And then you also get to see this other side of his character.
It's so he still has those facial expressions down when he's talking like the child host, the Mr. Rogers of the day, you know, so to speak. But when he starts to get into that mode of insanity.
Yep. You can see it.
Oh, his eyes.
Plain as day.
His eyes tell every bit of the story, and then the let me in thing is so stinking creepy.
I really like, I don't know, maybe their videos are like tricking my eyes, but it always seems like when he comes up on the screen and he decides which hand to go with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden the next shot is that same shot of him. It was the same shot of him in the ring with that same hand up, and it's almost like you couldn't tell the camera changed. I was like, geez, this stuff right here is groundbreaking.
Let me in.
It's super good stuff, man.
It's pretty good stuff. So yeah, now I mean, obviously Becky Lynch, Natalya, I was totally disappointed in. Bayley Moon and Ember, I was disappointed in the way the match came about, but I'm looking forward to that match.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Ember Moon, something going on with her. She's taking out both sides. I think she wants the belt. I think she wants to be able to show that she can beat anybody at any night, which she deserves a shot at.
How much longer until this Becky stuff goes away?
I don't think it's going to not go away at SmackDown or SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't long after that, though.
Okay.
I'm thinking, what are the big four? You've got Royal Rumble, SummerSlam.
Survivor Series and WrestleMania.
Survivor Series. Probably by Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, if not at Survivor Series. Because then you got to get her back into chase for WrestleMania, if that's going to be the case. Or I mean, we're missing out on the queen right now. The queen has not been around doing anything. And then last night, she looked like an idiot.
Yeah, she just got 1, 2, 3.
I mean, yeah, she's helping Ember Moon look strong, which she does.
And then Ember catches her with that.
What is that thing called?
The eclipse.
The eclipse.
It's pretty badass, bro.
Probably the best off-the-top rope move in WWE in wrestling today.
It's pretty cool.
I like it better than the 4 or the 680 splash or whatever it's called.
I don't know. That just doesn't look real to me.
Well, and like the Swanton bombs, I like it better than that.
I love that move.
I like that better than anything that's coming off the top rope, except the reverse Styles Clash.
Styles Clash. How impressive was that?
That wasn't even off the top rope. That was only off the second rope.
Yeah, so, but it was super cool.
Doesn't count. Dude, we've been all over the place. It's chaos here on our first week of Pro Wrestling Lifers, huh?
There's that word again.
Chaos. So we got, what, a week and a half until we get to about 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah, SummerSlam.
So you got a wrestling event this Saturday night you're going to.
Yep.
At the Bridgestone Arena. You're going to be in the company suite. You dog.
Yeah.
And who are you bringing?
I'm bringing my personal trainer, Marcus.
Yeah?
He used to be a fan, he told me, back in the day. He used to love Goldberg.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he would hate him now because pretty much everybody's hating on him now.
Why?
Didn't you hear the little stabs the last couple of weeks?
No.
Like last night, Dolph Ziggler gave a little stab like, you know, WWE's making bad decisions, like putting Goldberg back in the ring again and stuff like that. So... they're all
Well, you know what?
Pot shots at
Dolph Ziggler is just a poor man's HBK.
But dude, if Dolph Ziggler and HBK came back in a match,
it's
going to
happen.
Would you not watch that?
It's happening because Shawn looks like he's actually getting into shape.
But he's been in shape. He's never not been in shape.
No, I mean ring shape.
He's got to take the dip out of his mouth, and he'll be good to go.
Ding.
Every time you see him in the ring, you see that big, huge, like, skull ring in his jeans. Yeah. It's like, dude,
he's always packing a lip, bro.
Come on, dude.
Ding.
And he's got this orange spray on that doesn't really work out.
The tanner.
Time. Yeah. When he sweats through his tanner, it's pretty disgusting. Yeah. But I don't know. What do you think so far of our first Pro Wrestling Lifers podcast?
This is cool. I haven't been this hyped up in a while. I think we still, in some capacity, we need to, we need to review like our top 5 favorite pops. Okay. And then maybe in the description of the podcast, so we don't get flagged for any copyright, whatever, we can link them below.
Okay.
And that way, the audience can listen along, play along, watch along, whatever.
I think that there's a lot of things to that because you remember things differently than I do. And I remember...
That's because I remember them positively.
No, I remember goosebump moments. Yeah. I remember the moments that gave me goosebumps or when the hairs stand up in the back of your neck. And those are the moments that make this... It's like golf. You hit the shot that finally goes in, like if you tee off the green or whatever, and you hit that hole in one or you hit that shot from outside the green and it goes in. It's that one shot that keeps you going back. It's those goosebump moments that keeps us fans as wrestling fans.
We chase that.
And we want that all the time. We want the stories, but we also want the passion. And hopefully that's coming back.
Yeah, I remember a recent feeling of that is when all of this madness for Becky Lynch launched. And when she finally hit Charlotte across the face, what was that, SummerSlam last year or something?
I think so.
And oh my goodness, dude, that place came unglued.
Same with Bayley.
Yeah.
When she came unglued with Sasha Banks. That's the other thing I think we've setting up ourselves for is Sasha's coming back at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of activity on her Instagram, and I know she's a Paul Heyman girl, so.
Here's the thing. I think we should also not only predict the matches for these pay-per-views, but we should also predict and put points on things like that. Will Sasha return?
Okay.
And we'll put points on that. I think we should probably put some stuff on the line for those things because you need all the help you can get.
Dude, I'm the champ right now. I'm chilling.
I could cash it in today if I wanted to.
You could.
I could cash it in right now if I wanted to.
You won't, though.
Maybe not.
Because you're a chicken, McFly.
Well, we probably got to get out of here.
Yeah, dude. Let's put a bow on this one, and we don't really have a sign-off, per se.
We have music. Want me to start it now?
Yeah, let's do it now.
Okay.
No, right now.
Now?
Now.
Okay. So this is a Pro Wrestling Lifecast?
Yeah, we'll do it like this. For Moose,
yeah.
I'm JR.
Right.
This has been Pro Wrestling Lifers.
Are you still going to use the same sign-off word?
We'll catch you next week.
This one right here?
Rip them.
Oh, God.
I got it.
Stone Cold! Stone Cold!